for Rick Hunnicutt, District 5, the seat of former Senator Bob Feck. Rick, on behalf of the Wyoming Senate, I would like to welcome you, your family, and guests to the state capitol, and to wish you the best of luck in serving the people of Senate District 5. The Wyoming Constitution, Article 6, Section 20 and 21, provides that new senators will take their oath of office in the chamber of the Wyoming Senate, and that oath will be administered by the Justice of the Supreme Court. We have present this morning Justice William Hill, of the Wyoming Supreme Court, who will administer the oath of office. This is a very brief ceremony, but upon its conclusion, you will be officially designated a member of the Wyoming Senate with all the rights, privileges, and duties of that office. Justice Hill, will you please administer the oath?
Thanks to all of you, this is a much shorter oath. Yes. If you please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Rick Hunnicutt. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend.
Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
That I have not knowingly violated any law.
I not knowingly have violated any law.
Related to my appointment.
Related to my appointment.
Or caused it to be done by others.
Or to cause it to be done by others.
That I will discharge.
I will discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Senator Hunnicutt, would you wish to say a few words?
Mr. President, this must be just the beginning. I want to thank everybody who supported me, especially those in Cheyenne. I have a lot of friends that are in this building right now. I guess if you live long enough and live in one town long enough, you get to know just about everybody. But I will do, just as this oath said, I am here to do the duty of my district and to represent all the people of the state of Wyoming. So I thank you all and ask for your support. Boy, it's been like a fire hose the last week or so when I was appointed. So thank you very much.
We are regular swearing-in ceremonies will start at 12 o'clock, so we'll be at ease until then.
You ready, Diana? The hour set by the Constitution and the statutes of the State of Wyoming for the convening of the 60th Legislature of Wyoming has arrived, and I ask the senators and senators-elect to be in order. The colors will be presented by the Cheyenne East High School ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I invite Father Conkleton to give us a short invocation.
Gathered today in this chamber from four corners of this great state of Wyoming, convene the Wyoming Senate, begin the general session of the 60th Wyoming Legislature. Be with us this day and this coming week, and grant us your grace and blessing. We have the 40 days to address the business of the people of this great state. May these days be fruitful and our prayers be pleasant. Let us go to find each of us, we can give us the power. Help us to draw upon these treasures, so that we may have the strength and the skills that we need to conquer the barbarity of man. Give us that portion of the knowledge of the insight, wisdom, and understanding, so that we may promote what is best for all people of this great state of Wyoming. Let's put that in special concern for the most.
Please be seated. The doctor of the day is Dr. Douglas Parks from the UW Family Medical Practice here in Cheyenne. The nurse of the day is Mary Calkins from the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Would you please join me in making them feel welcome? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Senator Schiffer, I move Diana Williamson be appointed temporary Chief Clerk of the Senate.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll of the Senate?
Roll call for January 13th, Tuesday. Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
DeCaria.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Honeycutt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Basie.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Hines. 30 present.
All of the senators and senators-elect are present. Representative Marty Martin was appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Ray Lynn Jobe, Senate District 12. Mr. Rick Honeycutt has been appointed and sworn in to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Bob Fecht from Senate District 5. Senators Martin and Senator Honeycutt, welcome to the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I move that a committee of four on credentials be appointed.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has carried. The following are appointed to serve on the Credentials Committee: Senator Bebout, Chairman, Senators Peterson, Hastert, and Vasey. Would you please approach the desk? The Senate will stand at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the report from the Credentials Committee. The Senate will please come to order. Senator Bebout.
Senator Schiffer. Your committee on credentials
respectively reports back that the following named persons shown by the certificate from the Secretary of State are duly elected members of the Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming for a four-year term beginning the first Monday in January AD 2009. Would the reading clerk please read the names of the newly elected senators?
Senate District 2, Senator Jim Anderson. Senate District 4, Senator Tony Ross. Senate District 6, Senator Wayne Johnson. Senate District 8, Senator Floyd A. Esquivel. Senate District 10, Senator Phil Nicholas. Senate District 12, Senator Marty Martin. Senate District 14, Senator Stan Cooper. Senate District 16, Senator Dan Dockstader. Senate District 18, Senator Henry H.R. Hank Coe. Senate District 20, Senator Gerald E. Geis. Senate District 22, Senator John Schiffer. Senate District 24, Senator Michael Von Flatern. Senate District 26, Senator Eli D. Bebout. Senate District 27, Senator Bill Landon. Senate District 28, Senator Kit Jennings. And Senate District 30, Senator Charles K. Scott.
Senator Bebout.
Senator Schiffer, I move the report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted and the committee be discharged.
You have all heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is carried. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Senator Schiffer, I move a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Justice Hill and request his presence in the Senate chamber to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators.
You have all heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is carried. Senator Larson and Senator Sessions, will you please inform Justice Hill that the Senate is now ready for him to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators. The Senate will be at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the arrival of Justice Hill. The Senate will please come to order. All rise. Will the newly elected senators please come forward to take the oath of office? Justice Hill, if you would like to have a seat while we elect officers for the Senate, please.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Senator Schiffer, I move the Senate proceed with the nomination and election of permanent officers.
You have all heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The motion is carried. The election of the permanent officers of the Senate will be the next order of business.
Mr. President.
Senator Geis.
It gives me great honor and a great privilege to nominate an old friend of mine to be president of the Wyoming Senate, Senator John Hines.
Senator Sessions.
Senator Schiffer, I second the nomination of Senator John Hines and move that his election be made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator John Hines be unanimously elected President of the State Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, and we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is carried. By your vote, Senator John Hines has been elected President of the Senate. Senator Hines, if you would come forward to take the oath of office.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's tradition that the newly elected president make a few remarks. And, of course, first, the most important thing is to thank the fellow senators that have placed their trust in me to perform this duty the next 2 years. And not only I want to thank them, but I certainly want to thank the staff that worked so hard to make this Senate operate. And, of course, we all have to have the support of our family and friends to get here. In a minute, I'm going to introduce my family, and you might wonder why there's so many family and friends here today, and the only thing I could figure out was they got to thinking, John Hines, president of the Senate? I got to see that to believe it. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce my sister, Dorothy Jean Davis. Please stand. She's the one that came. She came clear from Hawaii, so she really did want to see them. My brother, Bill Hines. And his wife, Judy. She's holding a granddaughter. Then my nephew, Tom Davis, and his wife, Renee. My nephew, Rhett Hines. A great nephew, Cliff Davis. And another nephew, Richard Hines. And he is holding a John Hines stew. Have one more, but he wasn't too impressed with the ceremony, and he went to sleep on the floor of my office. So I'll try not to be too boring and put the rest of you to sleep. Those of you that have known me over the years know I had spent a lot of time in the area of revenue and taxation. I was on the House Revenue Committee for 10 years. I was on the Title IX Revision Committee for 2 years. I served on a National Streamlined Tax Committee, Tax Reform 2000. And so you probably think I'm going to talk about taxes and revenue and things like that today. But actually, Wyoming is in good shape, and I don't feel I need to talk about taxes and revenue. We have probably the highest budget that we're in the middle of that we've ever had in the state of Wyoming. Things are going well. We are concerned about the future, as the whole country is. But some things that have came to my mind, and before I get started, I don't think, as I just said, that the income and the revenue is our challenge right now. I have came up with three challenges, and all you senators are better educated and smarter than I am. So during my term, I'm going to bring up these challenges and expect you to correct them and get them in line. And also, before I make my other comments, I want you to understand that my comment is not to be meant as critical or pointing anybody out or any agency. I think it's something the whole state of Wyoming needs to think about, and hopefully we can correct it. And this started several years ago, the first challenge that I came up with. I got it off the internet, and I can't remember right now whether it came from a Wyoming paper or whether it was a national. But it had to do with our school system. And we're all proud and brag about our school system a lot, and I think we all think it's very well. But the thing that struck my mind that I think is a challenge to the state of Wyoming is that they listed the remedial students, that graduated from our high school that had to take the remedial courses when they went to college and universities, and it was right around 70%. Whether these figures are correct or not, I don't know. But if they're anywhere close, I think it's a concern to all of us. The national average was 68%. And I know it just shocked me, and it's something that couldn't get out of my mind these past few months. So I think that's the first challenge that this Senate need to correct for me. The second challenge may be a little more difficult. Our biggest budget in state government is the Department of Health. I think this biennium, it's slightly over $1.3 billion. And it seemed like everywhere we hear and talk to people, there's concern and problems with our health care. Just the last 2 weeks, I've had three different emails and phone calls from people that are desperate, and they say they can't get any help from the state of Wyoming. So I think that's another challenge, and I think the health care is a big challenge everywhere in the country, but we can try, I think, to make it better in Wyoming. Number three, and my last one for this time, I think this will keep you busy for a little while, these three challenges, is recently the local sheriff invited me up to the new jail, the addition they're making in Camel County. And I checked to make sure it was a round-trip invitation before I accepted. But there, again, as I looked around and looked at many of the inmates, and I have been to the state prison and looked at their inmates and toured it, over the past 20 years, we've built two new prisons, the one's about finished now. We've expanded every correctional institution we have. And the consultant tells us that this isn't the end. It will go on forever. But each one of these correction institutions that I have visited, I see them full of young men. And I think that's a tragedy for their lives and their family. And something is not working correctly in society, or we wouldn't have to have so many young men in prison. I can't speak for the young ladies because I haven't been to the women correctional facility. But I think those three challenges are things that the whole state of Wyoming need to take seriously and hope, as I said, all you senators are smarter than me, so I expect you to come up with a solution. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, motions are now in order for the nomination of Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I place a nomination, the name of Senator Tony Ross, for Vice President.
And move that the election of Senator Ross be made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Tony Ross be unanimously elected Vice President of the State Senate of the 60th Legislature of Wyoming, and we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By unanimous vote of the Senate, Senator Ross have been elected Vice President of the Senate. Please come forward to take the oath of office.
Discharge duties in my office with fidelity. I will discharge duties.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President. Would you like to say a few words?
I'm going to put my readers on here. Well, I hope I don't get too emotional here. This is truly, truly a very humbling experience for me. The Wyoming Senate has always held a very special place in my heart. The reason for that is that in 79, 1980, and 1981, I had the great fortune of being able to serve as Senate attorney and sat right over by Senator Geis with Dave Nelson, who's still with LSO, drafting legislation by hand and giving it to secretaries to type up. It was that experience that lit a fire in me to serve the people of the state of Wyoming, and most particularly in the state Senate. So to stand here before you today to serve as vice president is truly a blessing, and more importantly, it is a dream come true. I pledge to you that I will work as hard as I can to ensure that all of you are successful, and that we work for the betterment of the state of Wyoming and its people, so that at the end of the day of the 60th legislature, we can all say to each other, well done, my good and faithful servants. All of you would, all of this would be meaningless, and we have a number of family people that are here that without their love and support, we wouldn't be able to do this because we are truly a citizens' legislature. It's so wonderful to see so many family members, and I would like to at least introduce my family. I will start with my wife, Sandy. My mother-in-law, Nona Holmes. My sister-in-law, Sasha Ross. My lovely daughter, love of my life. She's definitely has me wrapped around her finger. Keaton Ross. And my son, Cameron Ross, who flies out tonight to attend back to college at Arizona State. So it's with these... So, as I said before, it is truly, truly an honor to serve. It means, as I heard the governor say at our caucus, this is more than just a journey, it's a destination. And for all of us, it is a very, very humbling experience. So I look forward to working with you all and doing the very best that we can for the state of Wyoming.
Justice Hill, we'd like to thank you for being here today and helping us start the 60th session of this legislature. Senator Larson and Senator Session, please escort the Honorable Justice Hill from the chamber. And, of course, we all make mistakes, and I've already made a major one. I'd like to introduce a very special friend that came here today, Lita Tanner. Sorry, Lita. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to Majority Floor Leader Senator Jim Anderson. Senator Anderson, would you like to say a few words?
For some past 12 years. During those past 12 years, I have watched carefully those folks around me who are most effective and most efficient. And having served with you, Mr. President, in the House as well as in the Senate, I have found you to be, in my opinion, one of the best mentors that one could have, and what a privilege it is to be able to follow in your wake in this path of leadership. What a privilege it is to have been allowed to serve the people of Wyoming. What a privilege it is to be allowed to serve those like you. And as my voice goes out over the internet, I would hope that all that are listening out there would realize and appreciate how hard all of you really do work, how caring you are, and how dedicated you are to your job and to the cause of the government of this state. That, to me, to be a part of that, is in fact the greatest privilege. Mr. President, also having learned from you the value of brevity and of economy, and not only in money but of words, I would say that I guess it's my charge to see that things run orderly and efficiently, and I would suggest to you that as we move forward, that our business is not the business of politics, but it's the business of government. And I will see, as well as I can see, to the business of being not only the business of government, but the business of good government. So with that, Mr. President, I pledge to you and all others that might be listening, I will do that all I can do in order to see that the people of Wyoming receive that in which they're entitled to, that being good government. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I would also like to introduce the minority floor leader, Senator Catherine Session. Senator Session, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. President, and I will say that you truly do deserve the honor of being our Senate President, and congratulations. I am honored to be a member of the Wyoming Legislature and to be amongst all of you. It is a real privilege to be the minority floor leader of the Senate. We are faced with many challenges this session. Our financial status is the one issue that seems to be dominating this session. The state is still very fortunate. We do not have to manage the necessary large budget cuts that are facing many of our other state legislatures. I hope we can find a balance, funding necessary projects that will still carry our state forward and at the same time saving for the future. And it is an unknown future. There are many issues other than financial ones that are coming before this legislature. Many of these issues are very important to the citizens of our state. I look forward to working with all of you as colleagues and friends. We, as a minority party, are committed to cooperation and to do our very best to work for all the citizens of this wonderful state. And thank you for being my friends and my colleagues, and it is truly an honor. And before I close, I would like to introduce my family that are all along this wall here. I have two, I won't say them by name, it might take too long, but I have two daughters, two son-in-laws, and a lot of grandchildren that you probably, if you know me, hear all about them all the time, and I'm very proud of them. And thank you.
I would also like to thank Eisen, along with helping the staff. She's very helpful. I would now like to introduce the Wyoming Heirs, directed by Leroy Mackey. The group is performing in honor of Maury Horstridge, which was our great room director for many years. And we lost him here recently. Maury used to sing with this group, and we wanted to have him come back and entertain us today so we can give our respect back to Maury. The Senate will stand at ease until we sign it. Thank you very much. We appreciated that. The Senate will come to order. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Me, I'd like to have privilege of the floor before we go to the motion that's in the script. Mr. President, if I may, you know, one of the good things about what we do down here is if we don't get it quite right, we can amend it. And so what I'd like to say, first of all, with the first order of business, in the emotion of the day, I forgot to introduce my wife. And, Mr. President, I would say to you that is intended to be a friendly amendment. And we'll hope that it stays friendly. But having said that, there's so much I could say about her, but you see her here and what she does for me and what she means to me is just invaluable. And also, Mr. President, if I may, in regard to the privilege of the floor, if I could, I'd like to approach the desk.
You may.
Mr. President, we know you well enough to know that you're a man with considerable work ethic. And those of us out here know that when you ask a person to do the job, you got to have the tools. So if you would, Mr. President, we'd like to have you come down. I'd like to give this gift in the order of perhaps a necessary tool from all of us in the Senate and staff and wish you a very good session, and we know that you're going to do well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Didn't know I was getting gifts already, and they don't know even what I'm going to do. Not very good at opening them either. Thank you. Need to have my pocket knife out because they taped it up good, so maybe I wasn't supposed to open it now.
You were.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President, and you're quite welcome. And, Mr. President, I now then would move the following named persons be placed into nomination as employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively.
The reading clerk will read the names of the employees and their respective positions. We ask that they come forward.
Diane Williamson, Chief Clerk. Ann Kimsey, Assistant Chief Clerk. Judy Parks, Staff Supervisor. Bernice Girard, Assistant Staff Supervisor. Pat Johnson, Journal Clerk. Dick Loski, Reading Clerk. Joy Torelli, Floor Computer Clerk. Sandy Kidd, Secretary to the President. Vanda Eddington, Secretary to the Minority Floor Leader. Ann Redmond, Attorney's Secretary. Judy Yokes, Telephone Receptionist. Kathy Ellis, Judiciary Secretary. Judy Kalal, Appropriations Secretary. Don Shepherd, Revenue Secretary. Rosalind Berry, Education Secretary. Connie Foss, Agriculture Secretary. Marcia Ziegelman, Transportation and Travel Secretary. Margot Lauer, Corporation Secretary. Sherry McDowell, Minerals Secretary. Naomi McGowan, Labor Secretary. Catherine Heaton, Bill Collator. Marjorie Gookin, Hotline and Bill Status Clerk. Joanne Corneliuson, Messenger. Helen Croissant, Page. Belle Heinrich, Page. Amy Reese, Student Page. Father Thomas Conkleton, Chaplain. Joel Schutz, Sergeant at Arms. William Cruz, Doorman. Larry Hootman, Doorman. Russell Rose, Watchman. Carol Geyer, Watchman. And Wayne Flagstead, Weekend Watchman.
You have heard the motion that the persons on the list just read be made the employees of the Senate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. On behalf of the Senate, I want to welcome you as staff members. I hope you find your work both enjoyable and challenging, plus being rewarding. Thank you. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the permanent Senate and Joint rules of the 59th Legislature be adopted as the temporary rules of the Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
You have heard the motion. A simple majority vote is required for adoption of this motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion have carried. The standing committee appointments have been read. The first person named will be chairman of that committee. The reading clerk will read the committee membership.
Judiciary. Senator Tony Ross, chairman. Senators Bruce Burns, Drew Perkins, Ken DeCaria, Catherine Sessions. Appropriations, Senator Phil Nicholas, Chairman, Senators Kurt Meyer, Ray Peterson, Chuck Townsend, and Mike Massey. Revenue, Senator John Schiffer, Chairman, Senators Cale Case, Grant Larson, Drew Perkins, Marty Martin. Education, Senator Hank Cole, Chairman, Senators Kit Jennings, Michael Von Flatern, Ken DeCarrier, and Mike Massey. Agriculture, State Public Lands and Water Resources, Senator Gerald Geis, Chairman, Senators Eli Bebout, Kit Jennings, Wayne Johnson, and Bill Vasey. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, Senator Bruce Burns, Chairman, Senators Hank Cole, Dan Dockstader, Kit Jennings, and Catherine Sessions. Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Senator Cale Case, Chairman. Senators Stan Cooper, Wayne Johnson, Charles Scott, and John Hastert. Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs. Senator Michael Von Flatern, and Chairman. Senators Dan Dockstader, Gerald Geis, Bill Landon, Floyd Escobel. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. Senator Grant Larson, Chairman. Senators Eli Bebout, Stan Cooper, Rick Honeycutt, and Marty Martin. Labor, Health, and Social Services. Senator Charles K. Scott, Chairman. Senators Rick Honeycutt, Bill Landon, John Schiffer, and John Hastert. Journal. Senators Dan Dockstader and Floyd Escobel. Rules and Procedures, President John Hines, Chairman, Senators Jim Anderson, Tony Ross, Catherine Session, and Mike Massey.
If there are no objections, the standing committee you have just heard will stand as read and be your committees for the Senate 60th Legislature of Wyoming. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 60th Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I am directing the chief clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the 60th Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communication they may desire to submit. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate inform His Excellency the Governor that the Senate of the 60th Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. I am directing the chief clerk to inform His Excellency the Governor that the Senate of the 60th Legislature is duly organized and ready to receive any communication he may desire to submit. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President, I move that arrangements be made with the House of Representatives to hear the Governor's message tomorrow.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I will meet with the Speaker of the House of Representatives to make arrangements for the joint session by the Governor. The joint address and session, yeah. I would like now to introduce... Okay. We was going to have some entertainment, and they're not quite here yet, so we'll stand at ease until they arrive.
We have, Ann, we have any messages from the House yet?
I may be in trouble with that.
I hope so. That Wyoming Airs is good, but they could use some young singers too. You know, to sell a little.
Please come back to order. I would now like to introduce to the Senate the Strolling Strings from Cheyenne East High School under the direction of Bob Matthews. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel while they're entertaining us.
I don't suppose you've ever had one of those days. This has been one of those fun, interesting days. Put the bus request in, no problem. And you know, being the organized person that I am, I thought maybe I should call the bus driver and make sure. Who? Where? We'll get a bus to you right away.
Thank you.
Jim, because I appreciate you, and thank you for coming. We certainly enjoyed your performance.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. The Senate will come to order. We have no messages. Okay. The next order of business is introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Will the Senate clerk please read Senate File 62?
Senate File 62, sponsored by Senator Ross, Discretionary Clause Prohibition Act.
Senate File 62 is referred to Committee Number 1. Senate File 61, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 61, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Sex Offender Registration, an act relating to the registration of sex offenders.
Senate File 61 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 25, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 25, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, District Courts Release of Information, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senate File 25 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 41, reading. First reading of the bill.
Senate File 41, sponsored by Senator Jennings, Debt Collection Statute of Limitations, an act relating to civil procedure.
Senate File 41 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 19, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 19, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, Cost of Emergency Detention and Hospitalization, an act relating to emergency detention and involuntary hospitalization cost.
Senate File 19 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 14, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 14, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Historic Sites Appropriation, an act relating to the cultural heritage, tourism, and state historic sites.
Senate File 14 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 56, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 56, sponsored by the Education Committee, School Finance Appropriations, an act relating to school finances.
Senate File 56 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 17, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 17, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations, an act relating to mental health and substance abuse services.
Senate File 17 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 53, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 53, sponsored by Senator Jennings, Property Tax Deferral Program, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Senate File 3 is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate File 55, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 55, sponsored by Senator Bebout, Property Tax Assessment Rate, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Senate File 55 is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate File 33, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 33, sponsored by Senator Martin, Public Easements Abandonment, an act relating to public easements.
Senate File 33 is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate File 29, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 29, sponsored by Senator Geis, Increased Industrial Road Program Limits, an act relating to the Industrial Road Program.
Senate File 29 is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate File 46, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 46, sponsored by the School Facilities Committee, School District Facility Lease Fees Limitations, an act relating to school buildings.
Senate File 46 is referred to committee number 4, Education. Senate File 52, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 52, sponsored by Senator Jennings, School Bus Seat Belts, an act relating to school buses.
Senate File 52 is referred to committee number 4, Education. Senate File 23, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 23, sponsored by Senator Massey, Accelerated Nursing Degree Loan Repayment Program, an act relating to the Education Loan Repayment Program.
Senate File 23 is referred to committee number 4, Education. Senate File 47, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 47, sponsored by the Education Committee, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Administration, an act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
Senate File 47 is referred to committee number 4, Education. Senate File 34, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 34, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Beginning Agricultural Producer Finance Authority, an act relating to the administration of government.
Senate File 34 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 37, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 37, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Antifreeze and Petroleum Products, an act relating to standards for antifreeze and petroleum products.
Senate File 37 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 68, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 68, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, an act relating to water development projects.
Senate File 68 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 69, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 69, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Fertilizers, an act relating to fertilizer.
Senate File 69 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 9, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 9, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, State Engineer Permit Application, an act relating to the state engineer.
Senate File 9 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 8, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 8, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Feral Livestock, an act relating to feral livestock.
Senate File number 8 is referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate File Number 6, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 6, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Wyoming Arts Council Revisions, an act relating to the Wyoming Arts Council.
Senate File Number 6, I've been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File Number 4, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 4, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks and Cultural Resources, Fort Bridger, and act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
Senate File Number 4, have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File Number 5, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 5, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks and Cultural Resources, South Pass City, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
Senate File Number 5, have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 15, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 15, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Cultural Tourism and Heritage Areas, and Act Relating to Cultural and Heritage Areas.
Senate File 15 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 16, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 16, sponsored by Senator Burns, State Butterfly, an act relating to state symbols.
Senate File 16 have been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 7, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 7, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Historic Mine Trail and Byway Program, an act relating to the Wyoming Historic Mine Trail and Byway System.
Senate File Number 7 have been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 26, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 26, sponsored by Senator Case, Voter Registration Deadline, an act relating to elections.
Senate File 26 have been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 12, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 12, sponsored by Senator Burns, Campaign Contributions, and Act Relating to Elections.
Senate File 12 have been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 2, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 2, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Insurance, Financial Reporting Requirements, and Act Relating to Insurance Companies.
Senate File Number 2 have been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporation. Senate File 30, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 30, sponsored by Senator Martin, Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses, and Act Relating to Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses.
Senate File 30 have been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporation. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, sponsored by the Local Government Committee, Select Committee on Local Government Financing, an act relating to the legislature.
Senate File 42 have been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 58, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 58, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Vehicle Title and Registration, an act relating to vehicle title and registration.
Senate File 58 have been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 59, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 59, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Road Closure, an act relating to highways.
Senate File 59 have been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 60, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 60, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, National Guard Youth Challenge Program, an act relating to the National Guard.
Senate File 60 have been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 57, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 57, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Rental Vehicles, an act relating to rental vehicle agencies.
Senate File 57 have been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 44, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 44, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, Pipeline Inspection and Safety, an act relating to the Public Service Commission.
Senate File 44 have been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 75, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 75, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, Economic Development Account, an act relating to economic development.
Senate File 75 have been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 22, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 22, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, Wyoming Economic Development Act, an act relating to the Wyoming Economic Development Act.
Senate File 22 have been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 3, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, Abandoned Mine Reclamation, Liens, an act relating to environmental quality.
Senate File 3 have been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 40, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 40, sponsored by Senator Anderson, Court-Ordered Placement, BOCES Reimbursements, an act relating to court-ordered placements.
Senate File 40 have been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 24, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 24, sponsored by the Labor Committee, Healthcare Reform Demonstration Project, an act relating to health insurance.
Senate File 24 have been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 43, sponsored by the Labor Committee, Healthcare Access Project Design, an act relating to healthcare and administration of government.
Senate File 43 have been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 49.
Senate File 49, sponsored by Senator Massey, Psychologist Licensure, an act relating to the Wyoming State Board of Psychology.
Senate File 49 have been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 14th, 2009.
Are there announcements? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in the normal committee room. Senate File 49, Psychologist Licensure, which was just read in and referred to the committee. And then we're going to hear a presentation from the Department of Health on the Community Services Block Grant. That's something the feds require them to do, is report to a legislative committee. And then we're going to have a preliminary discussion of health reform issues, and that will be the meeting.
Senator Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 4, Education, meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock over here in the corner in S11 to hear Senate File 47, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Administration. Senate File 46, School District Facility Lease Fees Limitations. And Senate File 23, Accelerated Nursing Degree Loan Repayment Program.
Senator Geis.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, and Water Resources. I want to remind the body at 7:30 on Thursday, the U.S. Forest Service and Wyoming Division of Forest will be holding a meeting in B-63. And if you want to find out where our national forest and where we stand on those things, it's a good informative meeting, and you should come and attend it. And then Thursday night, we'll have the same thing in the same committee room, only this will be the state engineer and Mike Purcell will bring you up to date on all water issues, and that's another good meeting to go to. And after that, today, upon adjournment, we're going to take up Senate File State Engineer Permit Applications, Senate File 34, Beginning Agriculture Producer Finance Authority, Senate File 37, Antifreeze and Petroleum Products, and Senate File 69, Fertilizers.
Senator Von Flavin.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs will meet upon adjournment tomorrow night, Wednesday, January 14th, to take up Senate File 57, Rental Vehicles, Senate File 58, Vehicle Title and Registration, and if time permits, Senate File 59, Road Closure.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development will meet tomorrow after our noon recess or about noon to take up Senate File 44, Pipeline Inspection and Safety, Senate File 3, Abandoned Mine Reclamation Liens, and Senate File 22, Wyoming Economic Development Act.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions will get started on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock in S-19. We'll hear Senate File 2, Insurance Financial Reporting Requirements, Senate File 42, Select Committee on Local Government Financing, Senate File 12, Campaign Contributions, and time permitting, Senate File 30, Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning, January 14th at 8 a.m. in S1 to consider the following bills. Senate File 61, Sex Offender Registration, Senate File 25, District Court's Release of Information, and Senate File 19, Costs of Emergency Detention and Hospitalization.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House Committee Number 2 is going to meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to have a class educating on them on the goldenrod, members of the Senate Appropriation Committee, and anybody else for that purpose that would like to learn more about the goldenrod and the budget process are free to attend. That meeting will be in the Appropriations Committee room. Mr. President, with respect to where the budget is, as you all know, we have not marked up the budget. In the past, we've marked up the budget before we've arrived, partly because of the anticipated reduction in revenue from the Craig Group. We did not mark it up. In order to prepare ourselves for the markup process, we will be going through callbacks where we bring agencies back again to hear about reductions and governor's reductions and also our concerns. This Thursday, we'll be having callbacks for Game and Fish and for the Retirement Commission. On next Monday will be the Department of Health callback, which will be significant. It will probably go all afternoon that. On Tuesday, it's Judiciary and Wyoming Department of Transportation. On Wednesday, it will be University of Wyoming and the Division of A&I, Administration and Information. Markup will be tentatively planned, suiting your schedule, Mr. President, of having markup on the 26th of January. That'll give us about a week for the bill to be drafted up and anticipating to move the budget through right after crossover day for bills. There are, you are aware today, the President assigned to us three pretty significant bills as a first referral, the head of appropriations, and we will be hearing those, but we'll coordinate them consistent with, Mr. President, the callbacks that we're having as to make sure that we're efficient in how we address the overall issues. With the leave of the President on Friday morning, or at your convenience, we'll give our own presentation of the status of the budget, the governor's recs, and the goldenrod from anticipating that we'll be moving into Committee of the Whole. Thank you.
Senator DiCario.
I would just ask the members of the Senate to help me in wishing a fellow member of the Senate a happy birthday today. Bill Vasey today is having a milestone birthday. And, Mr. President, I would have put the candles on the cake, but I was afraid we'd be in violation of fire code. So I'll give him the cake and ask the members to help me in wishing Bill a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bill. Many more to come. I have two or three little announcements here, mainly reminders, but I wanted to remind you that the Wyoming Supreme Court have invited us to an open session of the Wyoming Supreme Court held in your honor at 4:30 tomorrow, January 14th. Please wear your legislative badge or state ID in order to avoid the court's normal securities screening. And so that will be tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 in the remodeled Supreme Court room. If you attended any of the training sessions yesterday, you are eligible for per diem. You need to go to the LSO main office, room 213, to sign a per diem acknowledgement form. Also, sessions on ethics and anti-discrimination training was held yesterday. Copy of these brochures and the Management Council policy on anti-discrimination was circulated at those sessions, and copies will also be provided at your desk. A form will be circulating for you to sign acknowledgement that you have received these documents. Senators, please be in your seats in the House chamber at 9:45 a.m. for the joint session, which will begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You've heard the motion made by the majority floor leader. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Thank you. It's kind of hard to find those things at 7 o'clock.
try to remember. You probably have to remind me again.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll support you.